on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to take a look at what's happening in rugby league.
Ah, the life and times of the NRL CEO. Bernie Gurr, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. How's it all going at the club?
Mate, it's going well, actually. I know we've got the drama at the moment with Sammy, but, you know, behind the scenes, there's a lot of really good stuff going on out here, so we're really positive.
Did you think you'd be able to put your feet under the desk for a little bit longer before you had a drama like Sammy?
Mate, I've been around the block a few times, so you always, there's always a few dramas in rugby league, but as I just said, mate, there's some terrific things happening behind the scenes with, you know, our governance issues going on and that sort of thing with through Max Donnelly, our chairman. So now we're very positive and also positive we can get through the standing issue as well.
All right. We'll get to the other stories first, but can we just deal with Sammy? Firstly, he's got his major issue, obviously, are these charges, the three domestic violence charges, and appearing in court, Bernie. And I guess what happens at the club all depends on that outcome, where we've got to point out Sammy Radradra has pleaded not guilty.
Yeah, exactly. And the key thing over the last couple of days has been, number one, to get Sammy back in the country, and number two, today to face the court. So that has absolutely been the priority, to respect that legal process.
Were you working with him to try and get him back in the country on time?
Yeah, we were, Slats. We were working with his manager. Yeah. And, you know, he has a few very trusted people inside the club that he trusts. Mm. So, yeah, we've been working behind the scenes to make sure he can get back here and, you know, just, as I said, respect the legal process. He needs to go through that.
Right. Contract-wise, how surprised were you when you found out that he had agreed, by the look of it, to go to Toulon?
Yeah, I don't think that's quite true. I know he had an offer, and, you know, I spoke to his manager about this, and the reason they were pursuing that, it was really sort of a backup plan, just in case they needed that later in the year. But, of course, that's later in the year. Their competition doesn't start till August. Mm. And, you know, the thing for our club is that he's contracted through 31st of October 2017. So, mate, he'll be with us in 17.
Okay. So there's no, I mean, the was it the president or the owner of Toulon?
Controversial, colourful.
His statement was very different.
Yeah, it sounds like he went off a bit early, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I spoke to Sammy's manager and he definitively said that no contract's been signed.
Okay.
I know you've got to take it one step at a time, Bernie, but are you worried about what the outcome of the court and then what action the NRL can take above that?
Yeah, we're always worried because, you know, we're worried about all our players. Yeah, and this is a very serious issue. So, yeah, we want to respect that. We've been in constant dialogue with the NRL, Nick Weeks, through the Integrity Unit, just to make sure we're all on the same page and we're all addressing those issues. So, yeah, we are concerned. But, I mean, the reality is it's a legal issue now and we just have to support that process and see where it goes.
Bernie, it's been a very tumultuous time out there at the club. What's been the priority for you in your role so far?
Mate, the priority is just to get some leadership in the club. We've got to rebuild a lot of trust with our stakeholders, our fans and our members and our sponsors, and we're doing that. And, you know, just to get a bit of unity in the club. So, like I said, behind the scenes, things are very positive out here. I know we've got the Sammy issue, but I'm very confident of where the club can go and what we're doing at the moment.
Bernie, you've been lucky enough, or the club has been lucky enough, to have Max Donnelly in there sorting through all the dramas and putting that better governance in place there at Parramatta. How long does Max stay on for?
Well, Max is the administrator of both the league's club and the football club.
Yeah.
His main objective at the moment is to get a board of directors in place for Parramatta Football Club.
Yep.
And that board will consist of two representatives from the league's club and five independent directors. So, you know, I think anyone that's been around the game would understand Parramatta needs that level of independence at the board level. And that's what he's working on at the moment too. They've actually got the nomination process in motion at the moment, and we're getting some absolutely terrific applicants for those five independent board positions.
He wouldn't ever think about staying on, would he, Max?
Mate, I don't know what the legal rules are around administrators staying on.
Right.
The reality is that, you know, he's really driven a lot of that change at the top level in the last 6 months or so. So it's been a real positive, you know, contribution to both the football club and the league's club. So, from the Parramatta fans' point of view, his work and appointment has been outstanding.
Your relationship with Brad Arthur, we felt for the club, we felt for the fans, but a lot of times last year with the Kieran Foran situation, we felt for Brad Arthur and what he had to maybe keep telling the squad. Are you talking a lot to him? Is he?
Yeah.
You'd have to build some trust there, I'd imagine.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the coaching staff led by Brad and the players, you know, they understandably felt let down by the front office. And now I think with, you know, Max and hopefully myself and the other senior management team we have here, we're rebuilding that trust with that group. We're in constant dialogue with them. And, you know, the reality is it's hard enough in the NRL to win football games, but it's extremely difficult when you don't have that harmonious relationship between the front office and the football program.
We're chatting with Bernie Gurr, the new CEO for the Parramatta Eels. Bernie, we talk about rugby league and, you know, the game that just keeps on giving. I know you've been away in the United States of America, but I know you've kept up to date with everything happening in the game of rugby league. And now we've got this impasse, and there's no doubt it is an impasse between the clubs, or 14 of the 16 clubs, and also the commission. Is going to be an extraordinary general meeting. That's going to be on December 20. The pulling of the funding for the clubs from the commission, did that blindside the clubs? Quite clearly they're angry because we've now got a vote of no confidence in the chairperson. What's going to happen on December 20?
Well, my understanding is the clubs are very galvanised. You know, they had a very strong understanding through the memorandum of understanding that a certain funding package was going to be put in place.
Yep.
And that funding package allowed for, you know, many pieces, not only, you know, the club getting their share, which they need, because, you know, the reality is 15 of the 16 clubs lose money. You know, as a business model, it's not a very attractive or sustainable model from a business perspective. So the clubs clearly need the money, and they thought they were far enough down the track that that memorandum of understanding is going to turn into an actual contract and agreement.
And obviously for this solidarity between the clubs, I don't even think in your time in the game you probably ever would have seen the clubs so acting as one on one particular issue.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. And I think that just shows the depth of feeling around the issue. The other point to make too is that, you know, the clubs are, you know, more than anybody, the clubs are cognizant of junior development. Because, you know, the clubs are the ones out in the coalface every day actually interacting with the kids. So there's no thought here that the clubs are not very cognizant of the junior league development. It's just that, you know, there was a clear understanding of that agreement.
And that agreement was the 100% of the salary cap would be covered, plus another 30% to go to the administration and to the clubs to cover other costs.
Mate, that's exactly right. And as I said, the clubs collectively lose a lot of money. So the model, you know, that this was just one way of addressing that model. It's not going to fully address it, but from the club's point of view, to have financially sustainable clubs so we don't have more clubs getting into financial trouble, this package was an absolute must from the club's perspective.
And, mate, the other issue that would be probably debatable on December 20, is it about clubs having a bigger say on the makeup of the commission?
Yeah, look, I think the commission, you know, initially is going to be, you know, a totally independent body, and at the time that made sense. But I think, you know, everything evolves. And I think the commission has evolved over 5 years. Mm. And I think it's been probably proven that to have a representation of the clubs, and I think they're looking for two representatives on an eight-man commission or eight-person commission, I think that's more than fair. Because the reality is, you know, the clubs, they bring a different perspective. And you need different types of perspective on that commission. So I think awarding the clubs two positions on that commission makes a lot of sense to me.
Good on you, Bernie. We wish you well, mate. There's a lot of hard work to do, but the supporters will be looking for a big season.
Thanks, boys. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Bernie Gurr there. He's the Parramatta Eels CEO.
Not much of a pre-season for him.
No,
it was like
mate.
Straight into all the dramas and straight to the coalface for Bernie.
Got to deal with it.